Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. My website is www.jbsba.com. Noah St. John is our guest, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an old friend of ours. He's the founder of the Success Clinic. He's the author of Permission to Succeed, which I saw when it was just a little kernel of a book and an idea, and wanted to, I knew it was going to be big. And you know what, folks? I'm not right that much, but I was right about this. I was right about Noah. I knew he'd be successful with his idea because his idea was to give us permission to succeed, literally, and he's been doing that ever since. Noah, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it was great to be back. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
Noah, I really like the fact that you're out there talking to people about this topic, about giving each other permission, giving ourselves permission to succeed, because what you identified, what you uncovered was that something that I've been talking about for the last couple of years, Noah. I've been saying that if you put a successful business and an unsuccessful business side by side, and you look at the makeup of that business, you look at all the different things that are involved in that business, you'll find that the products aren't that different, the vehicles aren't that different, the shelving, the furniture, the computers aren't that different. Mm-hmm. The people aren't that different, but the primary difference between the successful business and the one that's not so successful is what's between the ears of the owners.
Well, as Yogi Berra said, 90% of this game is half mental.
Yeah.
So you need to keep that in mind. And,
yeah.
And really, you know, Jim, you hit it on the head, because what we've identified is that, you know, this is for the business owner who has all of the tools, all the skills, all the knowledge. They've read all the books, they've gone to all the seminars, they've spent thousands of dollars on self-improvement, and still they're frustrated. They feel like there's still a hole, there's something missing. They can see all the dots on the page, but they can't quite connect the dots. And that's where Permission to Succeed has really been able to help, you know, so many thousands of business owners across the country and around the world, because, you know, really nobody's talking about this. All the motivational gurus out there are telling you, you know, just set more goals, think positive,
affirmations.
You know, get motivated.
Yeah.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not trying to knock, you know, being positive or motivated. That's very true. But we have to look beneath, you know, the simple surface, you know, to what really motivates human beings. And what motivates human beings are what I call the why twos and the why not twos. You have the why twos of success and the why not twos. And everybody knows why it's good to succeed. Everybody wants to succeed. I've never met a human being who doesn't want to succeed. And yet, we have so many unconscious or subconscious things that are holding us back, which I call the why not to's of success. And it's like, you know, you have this beautiful yacht and you're all ready to go. You have the best engine in the world, and you still have you're still anchored to the shore, you know, and you rev that engine and you try to go, but basically you go around in circles, and you need to pull up that anchor. And the way to do that is through the subconscious, through, you know, those why not to's of success that really aren't as obvious as you might think, but really are there and are very serious. This is this really does happen for so many, quite, you know, millions of business owners across America who have all the skills and tools, and yet they still find themselves anchored to the shore.
How can we use, as we focus on, as we wrap up 2003 and we focus on 2004, how can we use your approach, Permission to Succeed, incorporate Permission to Succeed with getting our goals and our resolutions aligned for the new year? How do we do that?
Well, there's a couple things for people to be aware of. By the way, I just want to mention real quick that when you go to our website, successclinic.com, you can take a quiz. It's a free online quiz to see if you may be stopping yourself from success, if you may be holding yourself back. At successclinic.com, and, you know, just take a look at it, and people say, boy, how'd you get my diary, Noah? This is my life story. You know, I've really been holding myself back. I didn't know you had been following me around all these years. And, you know, it's really amazing because people think they're alone. They really feel, oh, gee, I thought I was the only one with this. Well, that's because nobody else is talking about this out there. They're all saying, you know, set your goals, think positive, get motivated. And, you know, they're not saying anything about these why nots, these things that may be holding you back. And that's why we really feel it's important to get this information out there. And, Jim, that's why you've been so great to, you know, have us back on over throughout the years. And, you know, we really do appreciate all your support. It's really terrific.
You're welcome. Well, it's, you know how I feel about it. This is, I mean, as I said, this is more important, this issue of opening up our minds to the idea that we it's okay for us to be successful, even though some people are shaking their head. They're saying, what? You know, of course I want to be successful. Well, that's what you say, but the reality might not be the same thing. And so it's important that we realize that the capital is important, but we've got to give ourselves, free up our mind to make sure that our mind is not holding us back. And so now what can we do about these resolutions?
Well, you know, again, these are very real things. If you're anchored to the shore, you know, these are very real things. This is not meaning that you're a bad person or you're weak-minded or something like that, or that you don't want to succeed. Again, I mean, if you went into business, if you're a business owner, I know you want to succeed. We have not met anybody yet who doesn't want to succeed. But these are very real things. So let's imagine you're a real estate broker, for example, or a real estate agent, and you're in business for yourself, and you have two kids at home, and you realize that in order to reach a certain level of success, you know, you're going to have to be away from the family, and then, you know, to take more time from the family, you're going to be on the road a lot. Well, you know, that's a conflict. What if I'm on the road all the time? Who's going to be raising my kids? Who's going to watch my family grow up? You know, that's a why not to, Jim. That's a real thing. And people, you know, feel embarrassed about it or say, gee, I shouldn't feel that way. I should only want the money. And we're saying, you know, money does not equal success. That's not the same thing at all. And there's quality of life issues that we all now have to deal with. Everybody has too much to do and too little time.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this technology that was supposed to free us up is, you know, chained us in many ways. So, you know, we talk a lot about goal-free zones, the need to set up goal-free zones and really give yourself permission to stop.
Goal-free zones.
A goal-free zone, yeah. Not setting more goals, but literally give yourself permission to stop. A lot of people, especially business owners who are very, you know, driven, they really feel guilty if they ever stop, if they take time for themselves and just take time to smell the roses or, you know, look at the sky and, you know, whatever, or spend time with family. They have sacrificed a lot of things for their material success. Mm-hmm. So we have to work with a lot of people on just that feeling of guilt, not that they, you know, don't want to do it, but they feel guilty when they do it. So,
hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with Noah St. John right after these messages. Noah is the author of Permission to Succeed. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Noah St. John is our guest. He's the author of Permission to Succeed. And the website, successclinic.com, is that right, Noah?
Successclinic.com, that's right.
Check that out when you get a chance, folks. And where's the book available, Noah?
The books, I have two books, Permission to Succeed and a Great Little Book of Affirmations. They're both available at all bookstores online and offline and at our website, successclinic.com.
Thanks for reminding me about the other one. I've got a copy. I just don't have it in front of me. I forgot about that one.
yeah.
Okay, why do we need... Now everybody's talking about resolutions, you know, New Year's resolutions, and you're saying have a no goal zone.
Right. Yeah. Definitely. That's part of the
permission to succeed. What's the purpose of that?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One is we really, as Americans, and especially as business owners, we really believe at some point that our value is dependent on our accomplishments. It's dependent upon our achievements, how much our net worth is. You know, our material holdings. I mean, you ask people that, and they'll say, no, I don't really think that. But inside, they really do think that.
Right.
So what we really learn from a goal-free zone, so the point of traditional best literature is they have told you to set more goals. That's the purpose. Set more goals, and then you achieve them, and then your self-esteem is supposed to go up. But what really happens in the real world is you set these goals that for many people are impossible or unrealistic, and then they don't achieve them or don't feel they're achieving them, and then their self-esteem goes down. So, I mean, it's really the reverse of what a lot of the teachers are saying. So what we try to do is help people get out of that whole paradigm and to really shift that and to say, look, my worth as a human being is not dependent on my accomplishments. It sounds kind of warm and fuzzy, and, you know, maybe it is, but still, nevertheless, that's when a person really feels a sense of self-worth, is when they realize, you know, the value that they have regardless of the amount of goals they've achieved. And that's when your self-worth starts to go up, just up in and of itself. And so that's one purpose. Another purpose is really to say that, look, if your nose is always to the grindstone, pretty soon you're going to have no nose. I mean, really, it's really going to be, is this what success is supposed to be, is achieving all these goals? I mean, on the one hand, yes, success is made up of taking steps and, you know, setting plans and intentions and really going through with them, and that makes you also feel good about yourself and have a sense of self-worth. But, you know, in the last analysis, you know, that really isn't what life is about. So
one of the things that I try to encourage people to do, Noah, is just make sure, and you said it earlier in the show, you said, you know, make sure that we're capable of identifying success on many levels.
Right.
So that because, you know, Noah, as a business owner like you and me, we both know that our business is going to let us down. I mean, there are going to be days when we're not going to like our business very much. And if you are, we're not going to be happy. Maybe there'll be a year or two that we're not too happy with our accomplishments in our business. And if you aren't capable of looking around and finding other things to, as you say, find self-worth in, then you're going to be an unhappy camper, aren't you?
Well, absolutely. And that you can't look to those things because they will sometimes, or, you know, depending on the year, oftentimes let you down. And, you know, that's another reason we talk about loving mirrors and systems of support. We talk about, you know, when you're building a house, you can't start on the third floor. You have to have a foundation. And that comes from the human beings in your life, the people, just like Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life. I mean, that's at this time of year, everybody's watched that movie 50
that's
times
right.
by now. And it's a great movie because it really reminds us that every man and woman is so important. And no one is a failure who has friends. And we really need to depend. We need to look to these people, you know, very often more than we're doing. A lot of business owners are like the guy standing on a gold mine digging away with a teaspoon, you know, and he's wondering, gee, why aren't I getting ahead? And right over here is a huge backhoe. That backhoe is in the form of other people who, you know, in different systems, activities, and the environment that you find yourself in that really can sap away your energy. So, you know, we need to refocus a lot of this time, and that's another reason we talk about goal replacement surgery. We talk about, you know, at this time of New Year's resolutions, that a lot of times our goals are really out of whack with our principles, our values, our real priorities. We've ingested these goals from someone else and said, well, I should do this or I should do that. Okay, I'll just do it, you know, and it's like, is that really what you want? Is your ladder of success leaning against the right wall, the wall that you want? You know, maybe you're climbing this ladder really hard and it's leaning against the wrong wall. And so we need to really look at that, and sometimes we have to perform what we call goal replacement surgery, you know, and really look at that. That, you know, are these your real priorities or are they someone else's that you've bought into?
And what is the fundamental thing that we're shooting for in either setting goals or not setting goals? Shouldn't we really say, okay, what do I really want? And I'll tell you, the older I get, the more my focus is on happiness.
Yeah, no question about it. That's really what we're after as human beings. And the last analysis is just to be happy. And a lot of the teachers out there are trying to tell you, I think, what happiness is or should be to you. And we don't do that. We don't say what success is or should be to you. Our job is to give you tools and methods, proven methods, that enable you to come to terms with what success means to you, and then to follow that, to take specific proactive steps to infuse that, to embody that, to incorporate that into your life. And as we always like to say, don't imitate, incorporate. Don't try to imitate someone else, incorporate. That means make it part of you, part of your DNA. And each one of us has that success, has that spark, has that, you know, divine energy, if you will, within us, each one of us. And that's what it's really about. And that's when you're going to be happy, is when it's kind of like your soul says, oh, that feels good. That's what I'm here to do.
No, I'm going to have to stop you. Thank you for being here today. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. successclinic.com. Folks, check that out when you get a chance. Thanks, Noah. Merry Christmas.
You too, Jim. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, buddy. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.